It only takes a little bit to mess you up, right?
Yep.
Happy New Year, everybody. This is Linda Sims talking to you. The name of the show is A Voice of a People. Happy New Year to you again. We are in 2022. How's it going for you so far? I know we just barely have our big toe in this year, but hopefully, so far things are going well. They're going pretty well with me, too. I took off the past 2 weeks. Did you miss me? Maybe my shows were maybe in some of the, you know, backdraft and in the cycle to play over and over. But praise God, I am back. Now, this is WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web also, www.wwgh1071.com. Also, you can download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can download free app, TuneIn again, and search WWGH. Or call in. The lines are open. We're hoping for more people to call in and to participate in the conversation. The number here, 740-383-9944. Let me share with you my supporters. Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. 740-262-0939. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and it is titled, Believe Nothing. Kind of a nonchalant title, but a title that I didn't expect, because we have to believe in something, right? But let us see what it has to say. It is much easier to believe that it's snowing than to experience the snow. If you just believe, you can stay inside, stay warm, and avoid the cold. That's why people are led up the garden path by other beliefs. It's easier and warmer. In the context of your spiritual or personal growth, believe nothing. Experiment and test everything. Okay, so we see where they're going. Experiment and test everything in the laboratory of your own experience. Only then will you be able to separate truth from falsehood, reality from illusion, and lead others with integrity. Wow, that had a lot to say, and hopefully we would take to heart some of those things about experience and just not believing things because people are presenting them to you and say, oh yeah, I believe. That might not be a good thing, huh? Test it out, right? Try the fruit, right?
Test and prove things all to be true.
Amen. Amen. My host, my guest today, Tim Jones. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I pray you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, it was all right. My kids enjoyed it.
Well, praise God.
Yeah. So, that's all that counts.
And a prosperous new year, I'm sure, is on the way.
Yeah.
Day by day.
Day by day.
Absolutely. Now, you know, Tim is a favorite of the show. He's been on possibly, 2 years now?
Yeah.
What's the new year?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
The grandson said hello.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you're listening, Zeph. I'm so glad. Hi, babe. Okay, so introduce yourself, Tim.
Tim Jones, Marion, Ohio, local entrepreneur. Wear many hats, from designing clothing and accessories to a little bit of green development as far as real estate goes. Life consultant, you know, so I speak with people that's in drug recovery. You name it, I do it. I don't put in limitations upon myself. If I think I can do it, I'm going to try it.
That's good. That's good. I admire that about you and anyone else who wants to at least try to see what they are good at, you know. Because like the Lord told me, you can do many things, yeah. But just find one thing and do it good.
Yeah.
Do it good. Because sometimes you have so many things you really can't fulfill it and make it prosper and grow like you would want it to. But like, I can do this and I can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that takes nothing. Yeah. Come up with a plan really fast, yeah. Right?
You'll find out it takes anything that you want to do take energy. Some things take more energy than others. And you'll figure out sometimes that energy returns. You can put some things, I don't want to say necessarily in the back burner, but like for me, like I have controlled attention. So I learned to control my attention and focus. So I might be concentrating heavy in the season on, let's say, life consulting, right? And then once that season kind of going away, I start to transition, let's say, more into the development of transitional housing and those type of things, because they kind of go hand in hand, you know, and then control my attention over here to do this. So it's learning controlled attention and just really just putting it out there and just not giving up, because it all comes back. And I think I learned that by actually Facebook doing the year-to-year thing.
Mm-hmm.
I started figuring out, like, there are certain times or certain seasons throughout the month I'm designing clothes, and there were certain seasons when I was doing life consulting real heavy. There were certain seasons when I was in Columbus networking about just different real estate and those type of things. So it was weird because it was almost spot on.
Right. I want you, Tim, to share with us again. I know you've done this before, and tell us how you became grounded, because I know you've had other experiences in your life, but tell me, how did you really make up your mind to become grounded and prosperous?
I think the thing that really grounded me was coming up as a young kid. People looked at me a certain way, you know, and they had to apologize, obviously, later on down the line. They looked at me like, oh, you're a thug, you this, you that, or whatever. So they had this idea and this concept made up in their mind of who they thought I was.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just enough room for me to say, you know, I'm going to do different. I want to set the tone of who I am. I want to figure out who I am and just be good at who I am, and hopefully inspire other people to be comfortable in their own skin and do the things that they love and not let somebody put them in a box.
Right.
You know, so, and it just kind of just continue to, you know, work and put your head down, grind, you know, stay humble in the process, because it's easy to say, oh, look what I did. But honestly, When you're dealing with God, and it's like you don't do nothing. It's all he does the works, you know, and he uses us. And so just keeping that in mind, it's bigger than me.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And you're right. God guides our footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
We do nothing.
Yeah.
Even though we want to think that I did this right, I read this, I ate this, what I'm saying? But nothing. Nothing.
Nope.
So how can you do nothing? Well, he did it all.
Right?
He did it all.
Right.
So either we believe that and accept that, or...
Well, I'm going to give somebody, I'm going to give the people out there listening like a basic concept. Like my flesh, like... My ego, my pride, the bad side of the pride, doesn't want anything good for nobody else. Like it says me. Feed me first. I want this. Me.
Right.
You know, so anything that good that comes from me is of God, because he is good. And that comes from him. So
yes.
When you see the service and you see that person serving others, that good in him is of God, because naturally our flesh wants to. It cares about itself and surviving and living, you know. And so that's just my concept of he does the works.
Yes, he does.
I don't want nothing good for nobody else. It's all about me and my flesh.
Well, like you said, that is the flesh, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pride of life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of those things is what the devil was looking at. You know, he was looking at God and how people was, the angels was adorning him and exalting him and praising him all the time. And he thought, well, I want that too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who is he?
Yeah.
That people are bowing down to him.
The same
right?
love, you know.
Yeah, but it cost him heaven.
Oh, yeah.
It cost him heaven.
He went high and went very low.
Yes, yes, yes. And don't forget, if you would like to call in and ask Tim any questions today, please call 740-383-9944. Again, that phone number is 740-383-9944, and you can be a part of the conversation. Now, we just, I'm doing the year in review. Because we're at 2022 and 2021. How do you... give me a summary of Tim and his projects and all that you accomplish in 2021, starting January 2021.
January 2021, definitely a huge learning curve. When I came out of, when we came out of like 2019 going into 2020, it was crazy because I felt like I was on a high horse going heavy in like the development end of business, and COVID happened and that kind of like slowed everything else down, and it's like, okay, what do you do next? And my nephew passed around that time frame, and that's when I was doing a lot of the level up things. So that got me back into, like, let's say designing clothing, and I said, you know what, I think I'm ready to go back to designing my Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into that and then continued to kind of just study up on like development and figuring out what I wanted to do as far as, you know, with development and, well, real estate development and all those things. It's just a learning curve. Like, you being green, you have to learn. I had to learn a lot. And I had to do that by trying, you know, because I don't have a mentor. Nobody told me you got to do it like this, like that. And the third, Dr. Mark Piazzatini believed in me. He helped me, in a sense, get going in that direction, especially with like the nonprofit and those things that I started. I started a nonprofit organization. I got my business LLC, you know, all those things.
So you had somewhat of a mentor to kind of help you a little bit?
Yeah, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, Dr. Mark helped me, but I wouldn't say like it was like a mentorship, like you need to do this, this, and this.
Right, right.
He was like, okay, this is what you want to do. All right, now, here's your chance and do those things. So,
okay. Somewhat of a little guy
yeah,
in that
yeah,
area.
Yeah,
okay.
He believed in me. Let's put
right.
it that way. He believed in me, and he believed in my ideas.
Good.
In the direction that I wanted to go. So he believed in that. So
all right.
just like the word of the day, right? He put it to the test. And it was a major learning curve. So I went into that, end up purchasing a building. Definitely afraid, you know what I mean, to make that big risk.
Mm-hmm.
And then end up getting another building in the process as well. And also, I had my idea what I was going to do with the first building, but like you said, that prior thing, I was like, I'm going to turn this into a bed and breakfast. But when I was doing the work with Dr. Mark, mm-hmm. I seen there was a need for people that needs basically homes, you
right.
know what I mean?
Homeless.
Because a lot of people aren't necessarily homeless outside in Marion, but they're couch to couch, you know,
okay.
couch surfing and those type of things. So it's a different, they're homeless, but it's a different type of homeless. They're not outside, right? And so God said, yo, this is what you're doing, right? And that changed the whole, I think once he gave me that, everything began to open up. So I had to also listen. You know, also I had to listen and be willing to be guided and do some things differently. So it was just a big learning curve. And now I kind of have, going into 2022, I have a better sense of direction as to where I'm going,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And now, honestly, I'm, people in 2022, I'm planning for 2023 and 2024.
Okay. All right. And I really like what you said. You had to listen, mm-hmm. you know, That means I'm learning. I'm still learning because I'm listening, and I'm listening for wisdom. I'm listening for some things that's going to perk my interest and lead me in a different way, or maybe keep me on the same path I'm going.
Yes.
But we do have to remain open so we can learn from other people.
And the key was trust.
Like, trust.
Not necessarily trusting myself, but trusting his process.
Right.
Because sometimes you just didn't know how to move, where to move, or what decision to make. And what I'm learning is don't necessarily rush into a decision. It's just take your time with it and don't try to make decisions when you're super excited, and don't try to make decisions when you're at an all-time low or you're upset or mad or whatever, because it's irrational decision making. And so you give yourself time to balance out and you'll make the right decision. So time, I'm learning time and decision making goes hand in hand as well.
That's good, and I'm so glad you're here, because there are so many young people who are really up here, like scale to 1 to 10. They're on 10, and they want to try to do their own thing, get into their own business, whatever that category may entail. And I'm glad you're here today. This is a new year, and I think people also have to understand, as you did, you have to renew your mind, refresh your mind, and keep your goal in sight.
Yes. And your grandson had a question. He said, any advice on working on developing a label for clothes, beats, music, production, etc.? Yes, get started. The number one advice, get yourself started. You know, start to gain traction and attention through your social media outlets, because you are your own company. You know, just definitely research it, and if you can find someone who you in a sense look up to that is doing those same things, you know, network with them, you know, pick their brain, you know, ask them their ideas, ask them how they got started, those type of things. And before you know it, it takes time. Don't think that everything's just going to pop off overnight. Give yourself some time, one day at a time.
That's good advice. Because Rome was not built in a day.
Oh, it was destroyed in one, though, right?
Yes, it was. Brought it down, right?
Yeah.
All the way to the ground. But no, you have to give yourself time, because, you know, sometimes you can just be so excited about a thing, and then you have these bumps and stuff in the road. And I really like what you said, give yourself time to come to an even keel. You don't want to do it when you're at your lowest, and you don't want to do it when you're at your highest, because we make so many mistakes when we're on top of the world, don't we?
We get impulsive. I know I do. I get real impulsive, just quick.
Right.
And then later on, you'll be like, I move too fast.
Right.
Way too fast on that.
Right. Wow, that's good. That's good. We had a question. Any more questions come? Please come on through. And I'm going to read this again. Believe nothing. And I am going to go to the second paragraph. In the context of your spiritual or personal growth, believe nothing. Experiment and test everything in the laboratory of your own experience. Only then you will be able to separate truth from falsehood, reality from illusion, and lead others with integrity. So, Tim is really giving us some profound information. Because, as this has said, experiment, test everything. Just don't be so gung-ho about a thing and
so
give
haughty.
It everything. Yeah, and give it everything you got. You have to wait and weigh things out. Let them balance. Alrighty then. So, how did the year end for you?
I think it ended pretty well.
10/21.
It ended pretty well. I definitely have a better, like I said, I definitely have a more clear path and a better direction, sense of direction as to where I'm going. One of the things I'm really going to focus on this year is getting my brand into like the what we call the multiverse or the digital arena, for when all this stuff that just starts to change over, because there's about to be an increase in what we call augmented reality and VR, virtual reality. And so I'm just trying to position my brand and the things that I do in that space right now. So
That's good. That's good. Wow. I'm going to move on. So I'm looking at, okay, you also had, in the middle of the year, you started with the singles ministry also. This really doesn't take away from your Clark Kent or your designing sportswear. Is that what you call it? Sportswear, gym wear, or?
I call it more luxury wear, whatever. It's just, yeah, it could be anything. It could be any category. I just want people to feel good.
Right. And look good, right?
Yeah, they'll look good.
Yeah, look good and feel good. Yes, absolutely. So we want to be the best that we can be for other people who are really trying to get a handle and a hold on what they really are passionate about, what they really want to do. And I was thinking about the gifts and the talents that the Bible talks about, how that the people's master had left. Mm-hmm. And he gave one, what was it? Five talents, mm-hmm. gave the other one two talents, mm-hmm. and gave one talent. Mm-hmm. He said, you take these talents and you go double.
Yeah.
And the first I had the five, yeah. Mm-hmm. He took his five and he let that five work for him. He gained double, 10 talents. Mm-hmm. And the one with the three, he doubled his, or the two, he doubled his. And the one with the one, what did he do with it?
Buried it.
Buried it in the ground.
Buried it. Didn't do nothing.
Didn't do anything.
He was afraid he'd lose it.
Afraid he would lose it. But when the master came back, he said, good for you. You did, you doubled this.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to come back to something because he gave it to him. He said, well, you've done a good job, you know. And this one with two talents, he doubled his, and the master was okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
But the one who had a talent, that made me think, all of us have a gift. All of us have a talent.
Mm-hmm.
Do not bury your God-given talent.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think there's a difference between your passions and your purpose, right?
Uh-huh.
I think my purpose, to be honest, when I really look deep into it, is to make other people feel good. That's my purpose. I want to make people feel comfortable. I want to make them feel good. I like putting a smile on their faces and those type of things. And then I just have other passions that's kind of wrapped around that service.
Right.
Yeah, so right. To me, it's a little slightly difference between them.
But the one who buried the talent, the master was not.
He was not pleased with him.
Pleased with him at all, and called him evil. You
cast
evil servant.
Yep.
So take him out of here and cast him in the outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. And it took me a long time to even understand why that was.
Yeah, you wasted it and didn't do nothing.
Wasted it, didn't.
You wasted a gift. He was afraid.
See, and also Revelation talks about that even the fearful mm-hmm. won't make it into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people should look out those categories, you know, because God says he has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power,
mm-hmm.
a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. So we can't walk around fearful.
Well, that's the opposite of faith.
And you have to try.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You never know what's going to fail if you don't try.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Different things. Oh, we're moving right along here, aren't we?
Yep.
Oh, Happy New Year, everybody. Tim Jones is on the show today, one of our show's favorites, and we're doing a year in review, and he's sharing with us how he started on his path of designing, and not just designing, but life coach.
Yep.
Entrepreneur.
Yes.
Just a really busy young man and doing great things in our cities. So how are your houses coming along?
They're coming along. I don't know if I want to talk about it yet, but I got something in the works for the bigger house on Main Street. And then I'm just waiting for the transfer of the deed on the other property. And we'll go from there. Once I get the transfer of the other deed, I'm getting to work ASAP.
Okay.
ASAP. I can't wait for that. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow. Okay. So would you like to, have you thought about mentoring young people?
Absolutely. I speak to younger adults
yeah.
all the time. You know, a lot of them have questions. One of my guys, he has a wonderful clothing line. His name is Jamal. And I remember when he first came to me. I remember when I first seen him, he didn't necessarily come to me. I seen him doing his own clothing. And then I gave him a couple tips and tricks. I'm like, hey, look here, look here, look there.
Right.
And he just sent me yesterday a video of the manufacturer making his clothes coming off the line. And I know that feeling, like he was super happy because I know that feeling. There's nothing better to wake up and see that your production that you've been waiting on is finished and ready to ship. And so I said, that's a beautiful feeling, ain't it? You know, and he was just super excited. And just to see how far along that he came is a beautiful thing. And then also, like, he don't know it yet, and maybe you will if you watch this, I'm going to reach out to him and start preparing him also for this digital stuff that's about to come too, you know. And so that's what I like to do. I kind of like, you know, I don't know, just take people under my wing whether they want to or not. But if anybody has any questions or anything about business, I'm always open to sit down and talk with them and help. I love talking about it, so we'll sit down and speak for hours. And there were several people who I've done graphic design logos for. One young lady, she has a store over there on by the Boys and Girls Club, by the old Oak Street School. I did her logos and graphic design. There's another young man, he has clothing coming out. I did his graphic design and also gave him the game of how to get started and which way to go to. So I'll be busy.
That's good.
I like taking people under the wing.
That's good.
I like sharing information. And I don't charge people. I give them the whole game. I give them the whole thing. Like, I want you to be super successful, and I want you to create something, like, even way better than mine. Like, something crazy. Like, I'm like, you know what I mean? And be proud of that.
Right. That's good. That's real good. And you're right. You're right. And I think the best way to get started is pick one thing and get good at that. Then you get good at that, pick something else, you know, and just do a little incorporation as you go. But I am so excited about young people wanting their own. I think this is one of the most revolutionary times I've lived in. Right here in Marion, there's over like 20 black businesses in Marion.
Yes. Yep. If they can get one concept in their head, in their mind, when you're the boss, you don't work for nobody, but you work for everybody. You work for everybody. And that means it's more difficult being an entrepreneur, because if I work for you, you say, Tim, be here at 7 o'clock on the dot, and you can leave at 3. Well, when you work for yourself, ain't nobody waking you up and telling you get to work. And ain't nobody telling you when to quit. Right. And so you got to figure that balance out for yourself, and you got to learn that what you will learn is you're going to work a lot more harder for yourself than anyone else. And if you don't work harder for yourself, then you're not going to be successful, or you're not going to, it's not that that business won't sustain. It won't be sustained.
You're right, because it is different.
It won't be sustained.
Yeah. Yeah, they got you on live, Tim. I went to see what the questions were, and they got you on live. Absolutely. This is a new day and new era. It's 2022, and God has great things in store for us people, period. Even though the evil's not going to go away, but God's goodness is not going anywhere either.
No.
So we do have that to hold on to. And just remember to tell yourself, you know, like David said, I will see the goodness of the Lord in my life, in the land of the living, because God is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. And he has all his sons and daughters out there. And he said, I will give you witty inventions.
Witty inventions. Yes.
So don't forget to ask him, Lord, give me a witty invention. How do I do this? How do I get started? He will lead you and guide you.
Yes.
Is that true, Tim?
Absolutely. I mean, it's nothing like getting started. You'll figure it out. And then you'll figure out if it's for you, if it's not. You know what I mean? And that's when you can continue to stick with it. Or you'll find 10,000 different ways of how not to do something.
You know, right.
And you might find that very way as to, in that process, you might find the very thing that you was looking for in right. that process. But that's the beautiful thing about trying something. You know, let's say you go to school for, I don't know, architecture, and you might find out you just really good at numbers and you want to be an accountant. But had you not tried architecture, you might not know that, you know.
Right.
Or whatever it may be. So it's just keeping your options open, too. Keeping
right.
your mind open, you know.
Absolutely. Keeping your mind open. And I did kind of touch on the subject, like, during the middle of last year, we did singles.
Mm-hmm.
Choosing God's best.
Mm-hmm.
How did that impact your life?
It just makes me continue to observe a lot more. And it's funny because there's people, they come up to me and they ask for advice. A lot more people are asking for more advice. They adore Kimba. They adore you, you know, and those things. So it's been a beautiful experience. And now a couple of people that ask me, yo, when's the next book club? You know, so
wow,
it's growing.
Great.
It's growing. And like I said, as long as we continue to put energy forth, yeah, man, God does works. We just got to work.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's been a mild winter so far. At least, mm-hmm. Well, December is winter, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, 60 degrees on Christmas, and mm-hmm. wow, you know, you pull out your blanket, take the blanket off the bed because mm-hmm. it's too hot, you yep. know. So this is not winter. So we'll go by the seasons. And a friend of mine said, well, it's staying light longer in the day. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe I can come back and yeah. bring on the singles, Choosing God's Best. And hopefully, from the feedback you're giving us,
yeah,
it's a good thing.
Yes, they're listening, whether we know it or not, one person at a time. You know, they picking it up.
Well, great. And it's so valuable to have things out here for people where they can learn.
Mm-hmm.
And they can gain confidence in what they're doing, you know, and learning how to choose a mate or wait for a mate, yeah. you know, and what to do in that time that you're waiting, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's wonderful because, you know, the foundation portion is very important, you know, having God as that foundation, you know, and then having, I think it goes well, just having those different perspectives, a male perspective, a female's perspective, you know, and also experience, you know, as well from people actually being married and divorced and this, that, and the third. So being able to kind of have all that in one, you know, that's if you don't learn from that, if you can't learn from that, man, I don't know. It's a beautiful thing. It's very beautiful.
It is. Dynamic duo.
Yes.
Kimba Hubbard yeah. and Tim Jones.
Yeah. Don't forget Linda Sims.
On the side,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. No, you do your thing, too. You keep us on track.
Well,
we appreciate you.
Yeah. Of course. I mean, what else can I do but to help lead and guide other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I've been through so many experiences, mm-hmm. you know. And I really wish the best for everybody.
Absolutely.
Especially having a mate, somebody that you can get along with and that can get along with you and inspire you to do better, you know?
Yeah. Yep. And I do want to say, like, I definitely appreciate you, you know, sharing your experiences, your life experiences, because I feel like a lot of times that's what the community is missing, is the life experiences from the people that's older. Right, to share those things with us, is because it's almost like sometimes it's like a gap, you know, and we need that. We need to hear those things and all that. And sometimes it may seem like when we're younger we're not listening, but there's gonna come a part in time where we'll be like, aha, I get it now. That's exactly what that person was talking about. You just gotta give us time. Life gotta whoop our butts. That's it, you know. We think we know it all, but when life starts to whoop you, you be like, okay, I'm listening now, you know. All right, hey, make us all butter.
And, you know, that's the whole point of trying to share these things mm-hmm. with people.
So you don't have to go through
you
it.
Don't want them to go through yeah. that stuff that you went through. But some yep. people are not satisfied.
Yes.
They got to see it for themselves, yep. experience for themselves. And like you said, then they're running like a dog with their tail tucked mm-hmm. in, you know, because it hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt,
yep.
you know. Life is hard at best.
Mm-hmm.
But life is good.
It's good.
Because God is good.
God is good. Life is good.
And we can't run every time something feels not right with mm-hmm. us or uneasy mm-hmm. with mm-hmm. us. You know, and I've been sharing, you know, even I myself, just, I was so upset not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago. I was really upset. And I was upset at a person about something I thought they should not have done. But for some reason, I got in my car and I went driving. And I rode around. I wasn't flying and speeding and all that. I was going slow, taking my time, obeying the commands, your traffic laws and all that. And I just started talking to the Lord about what was going on with me and why was I feeling this way and why was I so hurt, you know. And he actually spoke to me. Mm-hmm. You can't be upset about something that's not yours. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, you're right.
I got it.
It's not mine. What is my problem?
Yeah.
You know, and God is there because he wants us to ask him questions. Mm-hmm. You know, so he can speak to our inner being. You know, and it made so much sense to me. I thought, wow, what was I thinking? Trying to claim something that's not mine, you know. So I hope during our shows we do give you out information, tidbits or a little piece of wisdom here and there that will help you throughout your life. And I try to do this with every one of my shows. Yeah. It doesn't matter who's on. But with every one of my shows, I want someone to get something out of it that will help catapult you in your life and whatever you're trying to do for yourself. So, what are your future endeavors, Tim? Our last few minutes.
Future endeavors, once again, just try to get everything all the way together in this digital space, you know, position my brand in that digital space. Just continue to, you know, help others. More buildings, more, just get everything going. Get everything going. That's it. Just see what this year can bring and put the energy in, put the effort in, and see who I can help up along the way. That's it. That's it. Just stay focused too.
I think you and a few other people, entrepreneurs, and, you know, you're young yourself, and you have people younger than you. Now, they're trying to climb up, or they want to climb up. They want to do something with what God has given them to do. You know what I'm saying? And the door is open.
Yeah.
The door is open.
Yeah. Pull them up. You know, crabs in a bucket. They say crabs in a bucket, they pull
them down as they go up.
But people don't realize crabs ain't supposed to be in a bucket. You know what I'm saying? What else they gonna do? They try to get out the bucket. They ain't supposed to be there.
Right.
But, you know, help people up along the way. I say that to say that.
Yes.
Help people up along the way.
Absolutely.
Even if they surpass you, that's a beautiful thing. You know, it's a beautiful thing. Let them go. Some people gonna go up the mountain quicker than you. They got more vigor. They got more heart. They determined, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, we just take our time. It's all about the journey. When you get up there, it's a beautiful view, you know, but it could be lonely up there, but I'd rather have a group of people go with me.
Of course. You don't want to be out here alone. Yeah. Absolutely. You want some people to go with you.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, hey, there's enough to go around. Can't grab it all or have it all, you know. But determination, which you have to have, and explain that determination. How has that been so a big key in your life?
You just got to have it. It's determination to me is more of a mental thing. You just got to have it set in your mind. Like, this is what I'm going to do. And you have to kill a lot of the naysay along the way, or quote-unquote hate or whatever negative feeling. You just got to keep going. You got to keep grinding, because there's going to be some days it's going to feel great. You're going to be on cloud nine, and there's just going to be some days it's not going to feel so great. But you just got to keep – you got to be determined. You got to be determined. I'm going to get to my goal. And even when you're getting closer to your goal, set another goal that's even farther, because that's going to keep you going. He endured to the end shall be saved. So it's about endurance. It's not a sprint, because once the race is over, it's over. You know what I mean? So just endure. Take your time with it, and don't let nobody knock you off your path. Don't let nobody knock you off your square, you know, and just continue to inspire those guys who put you down, you know, who hate or whatever may be. Just do you and inspire others to do them.
Right. Now, that was good. people who don't want to see you do good, because everybody do not want to see you do good.
That's okay. By you doing good is just basically confirming that you're doing the impossible, because they didn't see themselves doing it. That's why they ain't did it. It was impossible to them. So you're showing them I'm possible instead of impossible.
Right, right. That's good, too. You have to watch out for those type of people, because they'll do all kind of stuff to bring you down.
Absolutely.
And you have to be focused on what you're doing. And still keep your eyes moving from side to side, watching your back and all that, because some people are just treacherous and cannot be trusted. But I think sometimes we already know who can be trusted, that be around us, you know, and what you can trust them with. And if you have a queasy feeling within yourself, you know that that's not right, and they cannot be trusted.
Always listen to your intuition.
They'll
never lie to you.
And stay as far away from them as possible, you know. Wow. Because like the Lord said, if a thief was coming to rob you, he's not going to say, well, I'm coming over and rob your house at 6 o'clock tonight, you know.
Yeah.
He's not going to give you no warning. Mm-hmm. He's just going
to come.
Just going to come and terrorize and steal everything you got. So we must be wise.
Absolutely.
Must be wise. So, wow, this has gone pretty good. Yeah. We're down to our last couple minutes. I'm going to give that to you, Tim. Anything you want to say?
Well, last but not least, you know, just to add something to that, you know, support, support. Those people that support you, hold dear and hold near to them. You know what I mean? Because there's oftentimes we want to impress the people who doesn't necessarily care, and we kind of forget about the people that they support us.
Man, that bring those
people
care.
That do care. Bring those people that support you along more than the people that you want to be around, the cool crowd or whatever it is. You know, support. Go where there's love. Go where you're celebrated, not where you're tolerated. You know, those type of things. You know, just and inspire somebody through your life, through your testimony, the way you live. Inspire them to do better and be better, and don't hold them back. Don't hold them back for nothing. Let them fly.
Right. Don't let them hold you back.
Yeah, don't let them hold you back.
That was so good. So good. So good. Good having you back.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad new to year. Be back. Yeah, 2022.
Happy New Year to everybody. 2022.
Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you, Tim, once again, and thank you for listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott! Oh, wow! Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you, this morning I did something different. Yesterday we were outside with the protesters, so today I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now inside the Quicken Loans Arena looking at the Oregon delegation from the rafters.
No kidding, you're among the seats.
I am in the seats right now. I can see Oregon and Indiana and New Hampshire. I am in the arena.
Wow. Say, Scott, were you there last night for Cruz?
I was, and let me tell you, one of the discussions yesterday certainly was on the division feeling here at the Republican National Convention, and if the boos you heard on television was something last night, you should have heard the boos in this arena.
No kidding.
To Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump.
We welcome to these microphones Donald Trump. Donald, how are you?
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some